In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Major is here. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. Major, this is something I've never shared with you before. This show has an advisory council, and we meet once a month.
Otherwise known as the Stars Chamber, right?
Yeah. We meet once a month, and we had a meeting on Monday. And the council wanted to address one person in particular.
Yes.
And it was you.
Put me on double secret probation, I'm gathering.
And it was you, and disgusting, vile, unforgivable. Dave, you're on the committee. You're on the council, excuse me.
Yes, thank you.
With Major's comments suggesting if you could have any cookie.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And you picked the worst cookie of all, oatmeal raisin. And the advisory council voted.
Demonstrably not the worst cookie ever.
Yeah. 10-0 to not allow you on your normal Friday 12:30.
There was no debate either. No debate.
There was no debate. So some of us voted to end your appearances. I won't say who.
Unanimous vote. It took about 13 seconds.
It was unanimous. So. Yeah. This is your sanction that you're saddled with Wednesday at 1:07. So I want you to be warned that the council.
What do you guys, snickerdoodle sycophants or whatever?
we just like any alliteration. So the fact that you went with the double S there, sure. Yes, exactly.
Say that 10 times fast, listeners.
Exactly. Some of us, Major, like to be across a room, okay? And then you see something that is alluring and is delicious and is rewarding. And you walk over and you're, there it is. There is the epitome of a cookie, a chocolate chip cookie. And then you bite in and there's the utter contempt of those failed raisins. Failed grapes, and they're failed. I mean, we like foods, Dave. We like foods that flourish and succeed.
I see.
Major likes foods that fail and turn into another type of food.
It's a great cookie. It's a great cookie.
Gosh. We will move on.
I'm standing on this. I am not backing down. It's a great cookie.
I think there's a better chance the Middle East will have peace for the next 500 years than we'll ever agree on that last comment. Speaking of the Middle East, let's make the transition to a man I like to call the President of the United States. He's on the road again yesterday. Mm-hmm. He is going to talk about affordability. And I think outside of calling it a hoax for a few minutes, he moved on to other topics, including this particular set of words from the President of the United States.
We only take people from countries, right? Why can't we have some people from Norway, Sweden, just a few? Let us have a few. from Denmark. Do you mind sending us a few people? Send us some nice people. Do you mind? But we always take people from Somalia, places that are a disaster, right? Filthy, dirty, disgusting, ridden with crime.
The president, when there were reports, I think it was 2018, Major, when he supposedly had said the asshole comments, there was a lot of pushback on it. No, mm-hmm. the president would never say that. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's not even hiding it. He's not even hiding it. And when he gets off the prompter, to me, there's a lot of truth. There's a lot of the reality of what the president truly feels about issues. And he was belittling a lot of groups last night, including that soundbite that we just played.
So I think this observation I'm about to make may resonate with members of the audience. My people on my mother's side are Scandinavian. They came from Sweden. I was lucky enough to make it to Ellis Island, look through the records and see the signature of my great-grandfather, Carl Valdemar Alfred Anderson, who came to America through Ellis Island from Gothenburg, Sweden. When he arrived in America, like many of the Swedes who either moved to Minnesota or Illinois, they were not regarded, Chad, as necessarily the best arrivals in America. Polish immigrants to this country often regarded as less than intelligent, derogatorily spoken of. Right behind Poles were Swedes. I grew up with my parents, my mother, and her sisters, my aunts, telling me that in the neighborhood they grew up in, Moline, the Swedish community was routinely referred to as dumb Swedes. All of them, dumb Swedes, who could only do the most basic factory jobs because they were too dumb to do anything else. Not true. Not a typical slander in American life with immigrants who were regarded as some shape or form unwelcome here, but not really embraced. I only point that out to say the name checked countries from the president of the United States might have fallen into the other category that he used most derogatorily last night and has used in the past. Okay. That is the story of the American immigrant experience, pro and con. Yes, people who come to America from, if not dire straits, more close to dire straits than not, come here because we are an example of something deeply aspirational. And we say it to ourselves. America is a place where the human heart that aspires to something better can be welcomed and can make real. We believe it because there are plenty of examples of that. And guess what? Some of the people who most ardently hope for things to be better are in places where things are really not so good. It's true of my paternal great-grandfather. It's true of many people who have come to Minnesota from Somalia. That does not blanketly condemn them, and it does not blanketly celebrate them all. It's just a complicated human experience that America is a magnet, oftentimes for people in the greatest stress. And we welcome them because we believe leaving that stress behind makes them even more motivated to make a great way for themselves in this country. And we have countless examples of that. My great-grandfather, just one of millions.
A prime example why you're such a tremendous guest. That was an outstanding answer. Let me just add to this, because I started the show, again, talking about the fraud, which has been an...
real issue. Absolutely.
Extraordinarily unacceptable in this state. And a reminder, when people talk about it at $1 billion, the last interim U.S. attorney, when he was last on with us, Major, about 6 weeks ago or so, he scoffed at that and said, oh, it's not a billion. We're headed to at least $2 billion. So all those involved in this fraud deserve the fullest force of our legal system. But I just want to point a picture to someone who's living in a war-torn country such as Somalia or other locations. And they have, and I'll use your word, aspirations for a life of promise and hope and opportunity for themselves, for their husband, for their wife, for their children. And somehow, some way, they're able to get to this amazing country. Clear cut, in my opinion, the greatest country on the planet. and they become members of our community. Maybe they're an attorney. Maybe they're a teacher. Maybe they're a baker. Maybe they're somebody who works at a golf course. Whatever they might be. And they're your neighbor. They're your friend that you see out and about walking their dog. And now because other individuals from the same country are convicted criminals, and we should not step away from that story and questions, but because individuals from your country act in a way completely unlike you, we now have the President of the United States lumping all of them together. There's an excellent profile on Tom Emmer, who you know well, is number three in the House, the most prominent Republican in this state, from his district that is significant in his Somali population, how early in his run as a congressman was welcoming Somalis, working with Keith Ellison, then a congressman, to highlight the success of Somalis, who now looks the other way when this repugnant generalizing is saying. It's not that difficult to evaluate individuals on their own, and we all should be reminded to do that every single day.
Yeah, and what the president has done, and this is not a revelation, what I'm about to say, is he has made for his own use, judging by group, tolerable in American politics, something that we had a very unpleasant history of for a very long time. The civil rights era brought us out of that, the entire country, segregation, Jim Crow, slavery before that, judging by a group. We worked our way through that, not only politically, intellectually, culturally, and in our own conversation. President Trump has re-injected something long-standing in American politics, but that we had worked out of our American political system, judging by the group, meaning there are not individuals. There's not individual right and wrong. There is group wrong and group blame and group shame in order to mobilize other parts of a political constituency. We have a longer history with that than we have not, but we have had in my lifetime mostly a history where we did not do that, or those politicians who tried to engage in that were shunned. Trump has repopularized that, and that was more than evident in Pennsylvania.
Last thing on this, a Republican state senator, Jim Abler, was on the show the other day. He wrote a letter to the president. This is a fellow Republican who said, come to the state, meet some of these individuals, including meet some of these individuals who voted for you, have a meal with them, spend an hour with these individuals, because there are plenty of Somalis in this state who believe so much in the president, they voted for him, and now because of others, on an incredibly legitimate act of illegal behavior that is not done. So I'm not trying to downplay that at all. But instead, as you said, it is the broad brush. It is, you all look the same, so I'm going to tie you together. And either people within the party who know this is not right are either afraid for their own future or who act like they haven't heard it, and that is just political cowardice. Back with Major. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Well, the thing that would be able to make that meeting happen is if the individuals in the Somali community in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area were to have a really popular reality TV show and lots of ratings, then they could come to the White House and Trump would meet with them,
right,
as he did with Zoran Mamdani. Okay? Because Zoran Mamdani was a 9/11 loving communist until he won, and a phalanx of television cameras trailed him to Washington to meet with the president. He stands next to the president, and the president pats him on the back and says, you're great. You're going to be a wonderful mayor. Everything's wonderful.
Exactly.
Because that's what it's driven by, at least in some aspects of Trump's worldview.
Major Garrett returns in moments on CCO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's get back to what is taking place with the attacks on the boats leaving Venezuela. The president, the defense secretary, and others contending that these are narco boats, these are filled with drugs, and we are saving thousands, if not millions, of lives. Kristi Noem, the Homeland Security Director, suggested with no proof at all a couple weeks ago that over 45 million American lives have been saved. And obviously we were having the conversation the last couple weeks about what happened on a boat that was damaged in early September. Two survivors and then another strike, and they were killed. And will the footage be released? Certain members of a select committee saw it, very differing reports. Now we see yesterday where the Republican chairman of the House Armed Service Committee saying that he planned to end the inquiry into this. So where are we headed with this story? And is it possible that Representative Mike Rogers is right, that he's going to be able to end the further investigation?
Well, he sure can. I mean, you know, House committee chairmen can investigate what they want and not investigate what they don't want to investigate. And trust me, the briefings that happened in the House only occurred because the Republican chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Roger Wicker, set things in motion for the Senate to be briefed. And because he expressed a curiosity curdled with some concern about what the legality of all this was, and he wanted to get full-dressed briefings on this, the House did not want to be left out of that equation. The House did not want to look so devoted to President Trump and the Pentagon that it wouldn't even ask a question or two. But as soon as it got a sufficient number of answers and the House Republican Conference basically said, well, we're okay with this, they can shut it down. That doesn't mean things are going to be shut down on the Senate side. What's most interesting this week is the president has now gone back on his confident declaration last week. Yeah, we'll release the video. Now he's like, I don't know. Well,
yeah, right.
What?
Yeah, when Rachel Scott.
These are righteous attacks. If there is nothing questionable about them in terms of tactics or strategy or legality. And understand this. To ask these questions is not to criticize or condemn any of the operators who were part of it. They're following orders. And
exactly.
In a post 9/11 scenario, which this now is, ladies and gentlemen, these drug boats are attached to drug cartels that have been branded by the Trump administration as foreign terrorist organizations, FTOs, though there's no authorization that covers this, like there was in Afghanistan, Iraq, ISIS, and other things, all post 9/11. They are using that old, long since 9/11 authorization for that military campaign to legalize this one, because they're saying they're very similar to Al-Qaeda or ISIS and the like. No one would agree that they are, but that's the legal basis. So to ask these questions is not to say someone, and I've never used the phrase war crime. I believe that is a very specific thing that you only use when you're certain or near certain about that. I don't talk about it that way. I just think we should ask questions as a country about if there are survivors and could they reasonably do anything other than survive and cling to what remains of a boat, even if it did have drugs on it, and quite clearly this one did, the September 2nd one, is it consistent with our own policy, our own understanding of just warfare, to kill them when they're clinging to some remnants of a blown-up boat? I think that's I think it's an important question mm-hmm. to come down on and answer authoritatively. And if we do think that is correct, by what part of our Pentagon manual and our understanding of the rules of war do we say that? And are we comfortable, and this is the most important next part, with that standard being applied to any American or any member of our services engaged anywhere else on the planet in anything approximating combat? Because if we are, we're inviting that treatment against anyone from this country, militarized or not.
Let's finish with Major. Again, Major Garrett with us. Check out The Takeout. It is brilliant. It is a must. I consume it daily. Sign up for that podcast. We have another deadline for Zelensky and Ukraine. The president suggested early in the week that Zelensky had not read his proposal, which is just preposterous. Yeah. And also, what is now going on between this administration and what they're telling us about the European Union mm-hmm. and the continued criticism of they're not in this fight like we are, and threats right. on money and the America First idea. So on both those points, is there any reason to believe this deadline is any more credible than other ones? And in the next year or two, what's going to take place, this relationship with our country and the EU?
So it's an interesting question, made even more interesting by the national security strategy released by the White House this week, which questions yeah. American engagement with Europe and basically denounces Europe as a place that has lost its way by inviting too many immigrants into its various nations within Europe. The identity of Europe is being either diluted or watered down or erased, if you listen to the president's language. And that's a problem for America, getting itself basically involved in domestic European politics at a very granular level. That shadows negotiations with Ukraine, because Ukraine needs not just allies from Europe, but a sense that America is going to be nominally supportive of whatever Europe decides to do vis-a-vis Ukraine. That's now slightly in question. I'm not sure it's dramatically in question, but things are, in the last month or so, have gotten more, not less complicated for the Ukrainians, trying to understand where Europe is ultimately going to land and how much backing, wherever it lands, is going to have from the United States.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.